Good morning. I'd like to call the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. Today's date is February 15th, 2024, and the time is 9 a.m. Clerk, could you please take care of the roll call?
Congressman Bickhorst? Absent. Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Chair Shaw?
Present. Thank you. We do have a quorum. Next on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Hamilton, could you take care of that for us?
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I am Dr. Wakanda, Wakanda, Ishinki. Father, I ask you to be in our heart and minds to come together under one people under your watch, Lord. Please be with the families and homes represented here. Please be with the families and homes that are dealing with mourning and sickness, and please lay your comforting, healing hand upon them. May I also ask that you please be with the men and women in uniform, wherever they may be. All these things I ask in your precious name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman. Next on the agenda, approval of minutes. You do have the minutes of January 31st, 2024 attached to the meeting invite. Please take a moment to review.
Chair.
Yes, Congressman.
Motion to approve the minutes from January 31st as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? No. Thank you, committee. The minutes are approved. Next on the agenda are travel requests. As you know, the meeting for the Southern California Osages is coming up. It looks like the date, March 16th. So we need to get all the travel requests and in line and start making the arrangements. If you recall, in the last meeting, there were two approved for myself as second speaker and Congresswoman Stabler. I've received three additional travel requests for that meeting. One is for Congressman Tillman, Congressman Maker, and Congressman Potts. The cost of the trip for each of us will be $2,537. Our travel budget line item, in our budget is $20,000. We haven't spent any of that this year. But I do want to remind the committee that, we are somewhat early in the year. We will have NCAI if any folks are going to go to that and other things left for the year. So just wanted to have a good discussion about if we feel like it's proper to approve, that many Congress people to attend. If we do, then let's go ahead and take care of that today. Any discussion? Yes, Congressman Maker.
Yeah, you're commenting about future travel for the NCAI. Is that what you were saying there? I didn't understand what you meant by we got to be careful about the travel request.
We have $20,000 in our travel budget for this fiscal year. We haven't spent any of the funds to date. It'll cost about $2,500 per person to send to the California meeting. And I just wanted to remind the committee that we have quite a bit of the year left. For example, if we send folks to NCAI in the fall, there'll be an expense there. So if we send five people, I don't have a problem with that if that's what the committee approves, but it will take I just wanted to remind everyone where we were with our budget. Mm-hmm.
Chair?
Yes, Congressman.
I don't have a problem with the, that would be five congresspeople going to attend California. I don't have a problem with that. And if there's no more discussion, I'm ready to make a motion. I make, I move to approve travel for Congressman Tillman, Potts, and Maker to California for Southern California Osage Gathering in March.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
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 Any opposed?
Yes.
No. Thank you. Any opposed? No. Motion passes. Thank you, committee. We'll get this to the clerk so they can start making arrangements right away. Next on the agenda.
Chair?
Yes.
Before we go further into the agenda, I want to, we got a payable that was, came to our attention, and I'd like to make a motion to modify the agenda and add payables to this, to today's agenda.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Thank you. If the committee agrees, we'll go ahead and insert payables at this time and talk about the one that we did receive. And the situation that we have is with the workroom in the congressional area where we often have small meetings and are able to access Zoom and different things on the television. The television is so old that it's not up to today's technical standards. There are things that we cannot do and aren't able to get a good connection many of the times because we can't plug our computer directly into that screen or that television. So we did get a quote yesterday afternoon to replace those items and make sure that we're properly set up to conduct meetings and do work in that area. The estimate is $5,175. Mr. Frazier and I did have a discussion with procurement this morning and confirmed that we did not need to get three quotes, no RFP needed for this amount, so I wanted to present it to the committee. We do have, it looks like, $10,000 in our equipment budget for the year, and we have not spent any of that amount. Any questions?
Chair.
Yes.
I, just because I'm curious, what does the quote include as far as like the equipment? How are they going to upgrade us?
There will be a, looks like a 75-inch 4K display, so an updated, about the same size television. The one that's in there is quite large right now. It says a conference camera bar, wireless display extender, and then installation hardware, and of course, the labor to install everything.
Okay, that sounds awesome. I want, are they going to wall mount it or leave it like on that mobile cart situation?
It will be wall mounted. So we'll save us room because the TV that's in there now is so large and old that it takes up quite a bit of space. So yes, it will be wall mounted.
That's wonderful. Good deal.
Any other questions, comments, committee?
Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve the payable to Ford AV in the amount of $5,175.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. Motion passes. Thank you, committee. That is good news. Looking forward to an updated area there so we can conduct work. Very good.
I have a question.
Yes.
I'm just wondering, when will that arrive, that equipment? Is it going to be pretty quick or going to be like a month or 30, 90 days or whatever? Hopefully it's quick. That's all my point is.
Hopefully it is quick.
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
Yeah, that's a good question. We just got the quote yesterday. We brought them out here and, of course, working with Skyler to try to solve our problems in that area without going to this extent. So
I was here for that.
Yeah. So I don't know if we actually have that information yet, but we'll find out.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I was just wondering.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, next on the agenda, OFPR. It doesn't look like Colleen is on the call. Did we send the meeting request to her? Okay, committee, if you will allow, why don't we go ahead and go to the next item on the agenda, which would be social media. And there has, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about whether or not we should have a Facebook page. And I'm going to ask the committee that we will be allowed to go ahead and set up a Facebook page for Congress. We're the only entity that doesn't have a Facebook page. We're looking at this as an informational type page. For example, when we have technical difficulties and you know, during the meeting, oftentimes it's hard for us to get information out to the constituents that are listening. Having a Facebook page would help us with that. So I just wanted to have a discussion about getting us to a point where we're able to get information to the constituents about Congress. Questions, discussion? Yes, Congressman Maker.
I was just curious. I mean, I think this is sort of related to this Facebook deal. But do we even have our website, congressional website? At one time we had one on the tribal, you know, website where you get into the and go to legislative branch. Do we still have that at all?
Yes. Yes, we do help. We do still have that available to us, and the staff does a great job of keeping it updated. So it is still available to us. We just felt like this would help us get information out more quickly.
Oh yeah, I understand it. My question was, if we do have our,
yes sir,
our own website still, okay?
Not our own website, but our own.
Well, I mean, our page or whatever.
Yes sir.
I want to describe it with the tribe. Or the nation.
Thank you. And, you know, with the discussing this when with the staff, we talked about who would be in charge of updating, placing things onto the Facebook page. And again, this is for informational purposes so that we can keep our constituents informed. And the staff does feel like they would be able to handle that. At some point, we may want to talk about compensating them somewhat for that extra task if needed, but they have agreed to be the ones to take care of that. There wouldn't be, you know, unlimited access for anyone to post items onto our Facebook page, but this would just be a way to keep our constituents informed of what's going on, Congress meetings, with sessions coming up, et cetera.
Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman Redcorn.
And then that's good to hear, because I think we had talked about that previously, because I would just want to make sure that our clerks and maybe even Jordan Frazier, if he needed to, would be the administrators of it and could be the people who made the posts rather than Congress members, because we have our own personal pages for that sort of thing. So that's good to hear. I'm glad they're comfortable with doing that.
Yes, they definitely are, and they're, you know, they're of the age to where they're very social media savvy, so I think they'll be able to handle that task. And if the committee agrees with setting that page up, then we'll look into a policy for Congress's Facebook or social media page to make sure that we have some things in place as far as what can be placed onto the page, who needs to approve? Does the staff have the ability to do so without CA approval for everything? So I think getting a good policy in place would be important. Yes, Congressman Maker?
Yeah, I think it'd be very important about who decides what's going to be placed on that. I think there's always some members always have a question about something being maybe too political, especially during the election season. It seems like that seems to come up. But I think we'd have to be very careful about how that's used, you know, that page. It's got to be completely neutral without anything close to political being on there. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I understand. You know, one of the other questions when we've talked about this before is should we have the ability for folks to comment on certain posts? Is it best, at least when we first start out, to not have the comment section open? And again, this is for informational purposes only for our constituents, not to relay any of our views, political views, going forward. So, yes, Congressman.
I think a social media page is a good idea. I like the idea of the staff doing it, not Congress members per se. And also, what you just mentioned about the comments section, public comments, I believe if they set up a page, they can approve comments. So,
oh, okay.
Filter process there before anyone can just, before people just comment and stuff. So,
okay.
That is an option.
Sure.
I think it's a good idea.
Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman Redcorn.
I agree with Congressman Hamilton, and I think too that you know, so long as something is, the post that we make is also shareable, that gives people the ability to share it to their own pages or whatever, and then comments can be made there. But you are able, we should be able to, and in some instances it might be best probably to have comments turned off, but still make the post shareable. That way they can take it to their own spaces and comment on it in their own spaces.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Good point. Mr. Gill, I'm sure that you may have some suggestions for us as we kind of work on a policy for social media. So hopefully you'll be able to guide us along on what the best route is. Do you have any comments at this time, sir?
Not much, just that, you know, we just need to keep it to the facts, completely to the facts, without any opinion or bias on such a page.
Thank you. Any other comments, discussion?
I have.
Yes, Congressman Maker.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea that we have to be careful about allowing constituents to air their, you know, views or complaints. As we all know, a lot of people like to blame the Congress for anything that goes wrong in the nation. We all know that. We know there's several people out there who constantly love to complain about any the smallest little thing, or even make up something, you know. But I think, you know, it could be a good thing to get our info out, you know, real quickly. And we just have to watch out, you know, and be careful how it turns out. But I think it's a good idea. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. And I think the other thing that the staff and I talked about, and, you know, again, not being as savvy as they are, there will be the ability for folks to direct message us, and perhaps that's a really good way for questions to come in. I don't have a problem with that. So we'll need to decide how and who will, you know, sort of answer the folks when they send those questions in. So we'll address that in the policy. So I don't know if the committee feels comfortable with, perhaps Vice Chair and I can work on a policy with Trey and bring it back to the committee.
I think that's excellent to do.
Okay. So I don't know, Trey, do we really need a motion or just kind of a consensus from the committee to move forward and bring back a policy?
You don't need a motion at this time. Just we'll have to have a motion to approve eventually, of course, the policy, but to go ahead and just work on it. You don't need any motion.
Okay, very good. Any other discussion, comments regarding social media? All right, we'll move on. Number 9 on the agenda is summer youth. And we, as you know, we have a really strong and really wonderful summer youth program at the Osage Nation that's administered by the Education Department. And we had hope that we would be able to get a summer youth person last year, but we weren't. So I'm asking the committee for permission for us to go ahead and submit our application and see if we can't get at least one summer youth worker here. I think it's a great way to get our youth involved and knowledgeable about our government.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Committee, any other comments regarding that? Is everyone in agreement? Do we have a consensus for us to go ahead and complete the application to see if we can get a summer youth worker here?
Yes, ma'am.
Chair, I'm fine with that.
Thank you, committee. We'll take care of that. And the next item on our agenda, back up to OFPR. I don't see that Colleen is here, and I was hoping to get a good update. She did send an email to Trey and I in the last few days, and she had indicated that they still hadn't received everything, but they, Moss Adams is going to go ahead and issue the report with what they have and, of course, make notation of the items that weren't given to them. So since our last meeting, we had hoped that at that point, Tyler kind of indicated that he would provide the information. They still have some holes, but they're going to go ahead and issue the reports as is so we can move on to another item. And I'll send the email that she sent out to the committee. I was hoping she would be on the call today so that we could discuss that. But if there's anything anyone wants to discuss regarding OFPR, this is the time to do it.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Congressman Tillman.
Thank you. Just curious as to the items that we are asking for, and we haven't received them because we had an agreement that Mr. Gill, I believe, worked up for us, and executive agreed to it. We agreed to it, and the items that, you know, that we were going to receive, there were cooperation from both sides, but we're still not getting that. Is that what I'm hearing?
That is correct. Let me read what her update on the two tracks that were going on right now. So they, as you know, they've been working on the credit card audit. And she said, we continue to ask for and have not received the remaining testing documentation. Our final deadline is February 16th, so tomorrow. And after that, we will proceed with that information missing as a finding. So if they don't receive the information by tomorrow, they'll go ahead and issue the report notating that they weren't, you know, they didn't receive the items that they requested. On the risk assessment, all the work is proceeding as planned except on the survey said they have not received a staff email list and do not get responses when we ask for it, so we will proceed without the survey. The survey will not impact our final risk ratings, but does give you and management a tool to understand how employees think about the nation's exposures and opportunities for improvement. And then the next area that they are sort of continuing to work on and have not received everything that they've requested is under the executive interviews. They haven't received any responses, not even a confirmation of the email. So, you know, again, if they do not receive this information by tomorrow's deadline, then they'll go ahead and issue the reports without it notating the, I don't want to say non-cooperation, but I don't know how else to say it, but notate the things that were not provided after being asked for multiple times.
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
Can you ask Mr. Gill, why is this resistance happening when we had an agreement and we were all going to go down the road and be able to work under the conditions supplied in the, I don't know if it was policy or the guidelines that we had set forth, and we're still not getting the cooperation or the documents. Does Mr. Gill have an explanation, or does he know the reason why we're not getting this cooperation?
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mr. Gill, go ahead.
I do not know. I do not know the answer to that question. I am not. I mean, I agree with you. They were supposed to abide by the agreement and provide documentation as agreed. So I do not have an answer for you at this time, unfortunately.
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir, you have the floor.
Thank you. Well, then I go back to being frustrated again. This is a total neglect on their part to, you know, give us what the require, what we want to see for the oversight, for Moss Adams to do their job. So here we are again. And I know a month, 2 months, 3 months ago, we talked about taking them to court. And here we are again. We're faced with that same discussion. And I'd like for the committee to discuss that, because I'm at my rope's end with this. And it's not going to get any better, in my opinion. Tomorrow's just a day, the 16th. I don't think we're going to get anything from them for that. So I'd like to hear some discussion from the committee about what we had talked about 2 or 3 months ago. About, you know, the only way we're going to get their attention is to take them to court. And I know we had that discussion, but I'd like to hear from other members as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Committee. Yes, Congressman Hamilton.
I agree. This is frustrating. It's gone on too long. I'm thinking court is the only option we have here. They're just keep dragging it out. They've dragged it out this for this long. This far.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mr. Gill.
I would suggest that we first go to the Attorney General. He agrees with us that they're supposed to be providing these documents. He's told me directly that he's told them that they're supposed to be cooperating with OFPR inquiries. So I suggest that we go first to the Attorney General and get a direct opinion from him stating that they're responsible for that, and that we go ahead and retract this agreement that we put in place, since they're not abiding by it anyway, and hold them to, you know, ask the Attorney General to write an opinion that states that they're supposed to be abiding by the provisions of the law. And then if they still refuse, not only can we make that public and show the public that we're trying to operate the OFPR, as they're probably well aware now because of all these meetings, but we also have that to use as an exhibit when we do have to go to court.
Thank you, Mr. Gill. Committee.
Madam Chair, I think Ms. Rosillis has joined us. I'd like to hear from her.
That's I okay. See that. Colleen, we were, thank you first. Thank you for joining us. We were having a discussion about OFPR, where we are. I did go over the email that you sent.
Okay.
We are in open session. We're not in executive session, just for your information. But if you would like to address the committee, we'd love to hear from you.
Sure. Good morning, everyone. So I sent an email to Pam last week, just giving an update on both projects. We have, as we talked about in our last meeting, made some progress, but we're still missing some key documentation and participation. We, at this point, given that we've had a long time on both of these projects, we're working on a year for the credit card audit at this point, and we're coming up on a year for the risk assessment. We wanted to give a good amount of time after the new procedures were in place to be able to give folks time to respond under those procedures. Now we're just going to move forward with our normal process, and we're going to issue preliminary findings based on the information that we have. So we're working on those as we speak. Yesterday we had our preliminary findings meeting for the risk assessment among the team, and we'll be moving forward. We'll provide those preliminary findings as usual to management, letting them know kind of where we are, what documentation we did and didn't have. The purpose of that is to confirm that our facts are correct and identify any gaps in information that they could provide. I'm hopeful that when those are issued, that we'll be provided with the information that we're missing. If we're not, we'll move forward to issuing our final reports. And then we'll provide that report to you all. So I'd be happy to answer any questions you have.
Thank you, Ms. Rosillis. I'm assuming since the time that you sent the email, with the update, and now you have not received any additional information?
That's correct.
Okay. Committee, do you have questions for Ms. Rosales?
Chair.
Yes, Congressman Tillman.
Ms. Rosales, good morning. This is Congressman Tillman. And when you're asking for information based on the guidelines and the new set of rules that we're playing with, do you get any response at all, or is it just radio silence?
Sometimes we'll get a response that says, we're working on it, or sorry, we've been really busy. With respect to some of the interview requests that we have had for the risk assessment, as well as requests for a staff list to send out the survey, we just have not received a single response. And that's with, you know, reaching out to multiple people, things like that. So we're just going to move forward without that information.
Well, Chair, just one last comment that, you know, we're paying good money for this organization to do a job. And the job that they're doing is not 100% going to be it'll be accurate with what they have, but there's so much more out there that we're not receiving because of the negligence of the executive branch. So I agree with Mr. Gill that we go to the Attorney General, make it public, and get an opinion from him. And whether that does any good, I don't know. But this, again, as I stated and Congressman Hamilton stated, I'm at the end of my rope with this. So I'm ready to be aggressive with it and try to get some things done. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Congressman Tillman. I know that we're all frustrated. This is, you know, it's our responsibility to make sure that this law and the OFPR functions the way that it is intended to in law. And I feel like we have done everything that we can to ensure that that happens. So I agree that it's time to take a different route. So now, Ms. Rosales, you said that you have a final date of tomorrow to receive this additional information.
Yeah, that's correct. Since we just simply haven't gotten any traction at all, particularly with the risk assessment and the interviews and survey, I can't imagine that that's going to magically happen tomorrow. Maybe it will. But ultimately, Congressman Tillman is correct. The lack of information, particularly for the risk assessment, is in itself a risk finding for the nation. So that lack of participation, a lack of full information, creates a risk for you that you're not getting all the information that you need to make appropriate decisions from a legislative perspective, or that full information is not available across tribal government to be able to mitigate risks. And ultimately, that's our purpose, right? To identify risk and help to improve performance. And so we'll note that. And if information becomes available to clear that as a finding or a high risk, then we will absolutely do that.
Thank you, Ms. Rosales. Committee?
Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
Just another question for Ms. Rosales. Your point of contact, is that Mr. Zahn?
So our point of contact primarily has been the acting treasurer.
Okay.
We have reached out to quite a few folks in the executive office, but haven't received any response.
Thank you, Chair.
Congressman Maker.
This is Ms. Rosales. Have you ever, since you've been with the Congress, received all the information you've needed to do your work? I mean, has this been going on the entire time that you've been with the Osage Congress? Thank you.
Yes, you're correct. I've been doing this work for more than 20 years, and this is the first time a project has taken a year to get to the preliminary finding stage. We have not received full documentation. We had our kickoff meeting for the credit card audit last week of January 2023.
Thank you very much. Ms. Rosillas, committee? Ms. Rosillas, so tomorrow, with the date tomorrow, if you have not received the additional information, if you could just go over the next step for me again, you will issue preliminary findings and send that to management, meaning acting treasurer?
Yes, correct. And so, and we'll give a hard deadline for feedback on those preliminary findings. Typically, during that process, we set up a meeting to review them together, walk through, identify if there's additional information, things like that. Usually during that process, we end up clearing a couple of things that we found just by talking through it and getting some additional information. So we'll go through that process. If we don't get participation in that meeting or we don't get any responses, we'll just continue to move forward. According to our audit standards, it's going to be really important to note where we have data gaps and deficiencies. So that will be included in the final report, which we will ultimately be delivered to the committee.
Thank you. So the hard date that you're talking about, what's the timeline there?
Yeah, so if we don't get our information tomorrow, then we'll proceed with that preliminary report. My anticipation is that by sort of mid-March, we'll be through that process of here's the preliminary report, please provide feedback, and then we'll move on developing the draft and final reports.
As you're working through the findings on the preliminary report, do you send that to us as well? Or would you just be providing us with the final report?
Yeah, we usually wait to provide the final report to you all because things will change between the preliminary, the draft, and the final reports. And so understanding that in most cases, our reports are public documents and they should be public documents given the nature of the office. We want to make sure that everything is 100% correct, appropriately cited, things like that before it becomes public. If there are issues that arise that we need the committee to know about, then we would go into closed session to discuss.
Thank you, committee. Any other comments, questions about the process? Mr. Gill?
I do not have any questions.
Thank you. Committee? All right. Ms. Rosillas, thank you so much for that update and for joining us this morning. We're all very concerned about this process, and we just want to make sure that we're doing everything we can on our end to follow the law. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you all.
Have a good day. Committee, next on the agenda is adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
There's a motion to adjourn and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed?
Yes.
No. Committee, thank you so much for your time today.